Yes, sir. Hi, Al. I just wanted to be sure. Do you want to get off by 4:30 today?
No, I can leave when the meeting with Conti
is on. Yeah, fine. Good. Any problem with Jerry I need to know about? You were saying that...
No. She was a little concerned about using government planes for private purposes. I said that she has no private purposes as a member of the First Family. And if people ask her about that, she should just say, oh, these security people are... You know, she's self-conscious about it.
Who is this?
Julie.
Well, there's no problem on that. That's the Secret Service insists. And also, we pay for all that, you know.
Of course.
We pay her first-class transportation round trip.
Yes.
So it's really cost Secret Service more if they went on the commercial.
That's right. And we could never consider any other.
Listen, they won't allow it.
No, it just couldn't be.
That's right.
And I told her that. She just, I think, was a little...
I didn't know that was what the note was about. Okay. that was... I'll see Bizarre then after we leave. But, he's a pretty clever guy, you know, isn't he, in terms of this strategy?
Yes. Although that strategy was mine. They came this morning and I changed it.
I see. Well, I get the point. In other words, they wanted to put out a statement.
Today, and I said, Al...
A confrontation statement, and then you shifted it. Well, Al, you're absolutely right. If I'd, anytime you want, of course, I guess I really shouldn't be bothered with some of these, but...
Well,
make those decisions because... No, but I meant on a strategy decision like that. You be sure to make them. Your sense is good.
Oh, I do, sir.
The point that I make is that it's never right to have a confrontation when you don't need to.
No, and
always fuzz it up. Don't you agree?
Exactly.
And and then Jerry put us in that position. It's no fault of his. But he should quit answering legal questions from that podium.
Now, we put a good statement together for him. I just left it, and it's good. You know, he'll get a little carping himself, but that's easy.
But you think Scotts will get a ride, do you?
Oh, boy. And he did another thing. He said, now, look, boys, we all know what the game is. He said, this is an effort to get the president. It's just that simple, and it's a simple political problem.
Right.
God, he just laid it out.
You know, the more we can have people say that they're trying to get the president, that's going to really sink home, isn't it?
That's right. That's the theme.
They don't mind getting Haldeman and Ehrlichman and Mitchell and a few others, but if they're going to try to get the president, then it's a straight-out political fight.
And this is what we got from Brinkley that his letters are all saying. You know, that's the theme that's caught on with the American people.
Yeah.
But that's what this game is now.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to keep hitting that and hitting it.
Right. Charging them with it.
Yes, sir.
Right. Well, we've given so much on executive privilege, it would be a tragedy if we get down to the business of papers. And I just gathered from Bizarre, though, that under the Brady rule, I don't know whether we were confused or not, that they would be entitled to the damn things. But then, on the other hand, he says, oh, no, they're not entitled. You can hold him. What is that? Well, I'll ask him later, but how do you sort that out?
Well, he's involved in that technicality and the rule in the context of exculpatory evidence.
Yeah.
What we're dealing with here is an overriding constitutional issue.
Right.
And, you know, I think if he does some research, there's never been a precedent where the...
Well, that's why I asked him if at any time it ever come out of White House. We don't have any goddamn exculpatory evidence anyway.
No.
That's the point.
That's right.
Okay.
Good, sir.